Republicans in Congress are working furiously to get their tax bill done by the end of the year, but many Americans are still unsure of how the tax bill might affect them. KUER's Julia Ritchie spoke to one Utah association supporting the bill on what to expect.
There are three big things about the Republican tax bill that stand out to Billy Hesterman, vice president of the Utah Taxpayers Association. The first?
You're doubling the standard deduction, so, you know, from about $12,000 to for single filers to $24,000 now. So I think that's one thing that, as an individual, people will notice.
He says the other thing is the preservation of the mortgage interest deduction, which Republicans had considered axing, but instead left in place for purchases on homes less than $750,000. And of course, there's that big corporate tax cut at the heart of the bill, from 35% to 21%. The Utah Taxpayers Association is supporting the bill, though Hesterman notes it didn't go nearly as far as the original House version in trying to pay for itself.
Well, one of the main sound principles of tax policy has always been find ways to broaden the base and lower the rate. And, you know, this proposal doesn't necessarily go after that.
A new Monmouth University poll shows Americans are deeply skeptical of the effort, with about half disapproving.
Well, I think you have to look at the whole scope of the picture. You know, is this going to be beneficial for your family also in the long run by making these corporate income tax cuts? Does that mean we're going to have more jobs in the country? Certainly that's the hope that the Republicans have in Congress.
The GOP is forging ahead with a vote on the joint bill out of the House and Senate scheduled for the end of this week. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.